Perek Beis Mishnah Tesa Kaimetz, the Kmitza that's taken from a Korban Mincha, Halavina, and that's the spices that are brought together with the Kmitza. Ketores, the Ketores that was brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Minchas Kahanim, and Mincha V'Kayin, which is different than a Mincha of Yisrael or a non-Kayin, because for Mincha V'Kayin, you don't take Kmitza, you just burn the entire Mincha on the Mizbeach, Minchas Kayin Mashiach, and the Mincha that the Kayin brought every day, the daily mincha of the Kayin, minchas nesachim, also the mincha that's brought together with a carbon, the nesachim that's brought together with carbonis, which is again also a mincha. All these things are entirely burnt on the mizbeach. So halachas ma'ilam behem b'shugdishu, once they are designated as hegdish, the halachas of me'ilah apply. So if someone has misappropriates or uses them inappropriately, they are over on Mi'ila, Kachub a Kli, once they become Hegdish in a Kli, so they're put into a Kli of Hegdish. At that point, Hukshru li Puzzle B'tful Yom, that starts the Avoida process, and now they are susceptible to become Puzzle by someone who's at full Yom, again, someone who already gone to the Mikveh but is waiting for sunset in order to become Tar, Ubu Mechusik Yipurim, someone who's waiting for his Karbanas to become Tar, Ubalina, and if they're left over at that point in time, that starts the clock. So now, if they're left over beyond their prescribed time, they are pasul balina. Also, chiyavin alei mishum naisur mishum tame. If someone eats it in a state, and once in a state of naisur, it's that it's left over, or in a state of tame, it is he is over on those two isurim. However, upigul ein bahen, but there is no halacha pigul for these things. So if someone eats one of these things where the kain had in mind to do the avayda chutz lizman, so now if someone eats that, he will not be over on pigul. Why? Zeklal, this is the klal. Kol shiyish lemetir, anything that has a matir, that means something where something else makes it now roy that it can do what it's supposed to do. So for example, for most karbanis, the blood is a matir, right? Once you do zirika of the blood, now the carbon, you can go ahead and continue the aveda. Or when it comes to mincha, it's the kmitza, doing the kmitza and burning the kmitza. That is the parallel to the zrika of the dam, and that matirs, so to speak, the carbon to continue the aveda. So then, in that case, if it has a matir, en chiyav lo mishum pigul nais v'tamei, ach yikru matir. So until you actually makriv the thing that's matirit, so until you do zrika, or until you makriv the kmitz in a case of a mincha, then pigal, neiser, and tome do not apply to it. However, v'chol she'en lematirin, anything that doesn't have a matir, so for example, the kmitz itself, it is burnt on the mizbeach, or all these other things, which you just mentioned, that you don't do anything to matirit, it just goes on the mizbeach, mincha v'kayin, there is no kmitz, it just gets burnt on the mizbeach, so that doesn't have a matir. Once it becomes consecrated in the kli, then you become over because of nicer and tamei. But there is no pigol because it doesn't have a matir. It doesn't have something that makes it matir. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. This happens to be a Mishnah we already learned in Temura. It's repeated here because of the implications for Me'ila. Vlad Chatas, Temura's Chatas, a offspring of a Chatas, or Tumur of a Chatas, someone want to designate another animal as Chatas in place of a Karma Chatas, or Chatas Shemesa Baleo, or Chatas whose owner had died, Yumusu, those are the Chatas Shemesais, the Chatas gets killed. Shavar Shnaso, if let's say it went beyond its prescribed time, Shavda, or if it got lost, the Nimseis Balas Mum, or and then when you found it, now again, when you found it, it has a Mum, Imisha Kipru Balam, if the Bal already had done his kapar with a different animal in its place, then Thomas, then that also becomes a chata shemesa, a nice tamura, and it cannot make another tamura. Since it's left to die, the halachas of tamura don't apply. V'leinenem, v'leimaylem. You can't have enough from it, but there is no more me'ila on that animal. Now, v'imach like kibra balam, now so you found it before the baal got his kapar from a different animal, tirach et star, then you let it pasture until it gets a mum, and you would sell it, and you bring with its money another carbon, and on that carbon, and I'm saying, while it's in that state, since it still retains some of its kedushas, and a chata shemesa at that point, isa tamura can now affect the tamura if you did so, even though you weren't allowed to, and the halachas of me'ila now still apply, since it can still affect its kedusha.